Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I saw something on the way in this morning that
what'd you see, Jake?
That kind of shocked me. We've talked on the show before about how early you can mow places, allowed. I am dead serious. I'm driving by 70th and Van Dorn area at 5:30. I look to my left and somebody is mowing. Now it's a commercial property, so it's not residential, but someone was mowing this morning at 5:30, and you would love this because he was mowing through a sprinkler. Also, he was mowing the property, and I swear to you, there was a sprinkler he was mowing right through at that point. I said, "What is happening right now?"
Pushing a mower.
Push mower. Push mower. Yep. On the way to work, I saw.
That's better time.
At 5:30 a.m., pushing the mower through the sprinkler system.
The lawn crews are in a pickle. Because right now there's standing water again and things are wet. So there's been a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. And so to try to, we have a limited window and they can get out. And it's like, okay. There's more rain today maybe. Is that correct or not?
I think so. I thought
there was a chance of more rain today. So I'm sure everyone's like,
yes, hey, Greg.
Yeah. Missing Tooth Greg. Maybe we could talk to him. See if
he says
early afternoon, rain, some thunderstorms today in Lincoln.
So I think we're on the same page here. I think the stool's on the same page. I think this guy was under some pressure to get that done.
He had numbers he had to meet today.
Yeah. So he's mowing through the sprinkler.
Yeah, that is the big thing. Number one, it's early, but there's water he's going through. Not standing water, sprinkler water.
Bill would have just parked and watched.
I should have stopped.
And watched this. This is.
And then when he said, "What are you doing?" Just say, "I'm just amazed by what you're doing.
This is artistic.
We're gonna take this in.
We're gonna take this all in. I love taking."
I wish I had stopped.
I've noticed that you do
take a lot in.
You take things in.
I do.
I've noticed that.
I have a Bill Shrills coming up on that. I'm taking things.
All right. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you didn't bring it up. Right? It's already done.
That was dangerous.
It's already done.
That's
part of
wild.
My drive to work. Somebody mowing the yard, mowing the grass through a sprinkler system at 5:30.
Greg did say he has a cumulative inch of rain in his rain gauge from the week.
From the week?
Yeah.
Cumulative.
Is he coming in on Friday, possibly? We haven't seen him in 2 months.
We've not seen Greg in 2 months. It's been very odd. He vacationed Florida in the middle of the summer. Odd.
Yep.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Subject. Easy now.
Yeah, very odd. February, yes. Middle of summer, no.
Interesting timing, Greg. So he's not coming Friday.
Let's not address that one. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know.
Changed his whole work schedule. This is a lot.
He is pretty. I mean, he doesn't like to reveal whether he's coming in on Friday or not. So
he
I don't
does.
Know.
He does like to show up with the unannounced. He kind of likes because it's kind of a hero status. Yes,
he brings rolls. He brings chocolate milk. We haven't had it for a month and a half.
It's hero status.
It's been like April.
It is hero. When he comes in, it's like it is.
I never thought of it as hero status. Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Maybe there's an element of that. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's going to be Friday or not. Tomorrow's Friday, though, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Today's Thursday.
Let it play out.
Let it play out. Are you upset, Steve, that you didn't get a chance because of the event last night? Didn't get a chance to catch the NBA live, the draft?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if you're asking me a serious question or not, but
yes, a little bit.
I did. I got home earlier than you, and I did kind of look at it. There's a lot of names I frankly don't recognize.
That's the problem with the draft. The half the people you don't know.
That one, and the other problem with the draft is, from my perspective, so I last night when I got home late, I go, I better take a look at the draft. So I took a look at it, and it's I believe out of the 30 teams, I think 14 or maybe more were all trades. They drafted him and traded him here. Drafted, traded.
Can you imagine that one?
Number one overall, Cam Ward. He'll be traded to the Cardinals.
There's a lot of that, too.
I mean, it was like...
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out who's even where, but don't even know.
Hard to... Yeah. You'll have to digest it today at some point, but I totally agree with you. It makes it kind of tricky. I was mostly interested in about four guys, so... And Bryce did not get drafted.
He did not.
We'll talk about that later.
I didn't realize that it was 2 days now in the draft. It used to be just round one and two in the same day. I don't know when that changed to two different days of the draft.
Yeah,
I'm kind of, I was surprised to hear that round two is today. I'm like, really? That's news to me.
Kind of surprised with that a little
text
bit.
Line?
Text
when did
line?
That change?
Yeah. Thank you, please. 464-5685. When did it change to 2 days for a two-round draft?
I listened to not like getting crazy NBA talk, but I did listen to someone that was very interesting about general managers and owners. Is because you see all these really good players that weren't highly drafted. And where they go. Just think about this. It's always discussed with Michael Jordan that he went third. So two teams passed on the greatest player to ever play. So the point is, what their point was after number one, they said after Flag, Dallas slept well. The rest of them didn't, because it's like you take someone at four and someone takes someone.
I see what you're saying.
Or all of a sudden it's like, hold it.
Yeah.
If you bypassed on somebody it's like, and you passed them and they end up being like one of the best players in the history of the game. And you're the GM that said no go.
Yeah.
Because anymore it's best player available. It's not like got to have a big. So we're taking a big. Mm-hmm. No, they'll take the best player available basically every time. And anyway,
that is interesting.
It's very interesting because if you bypass on people, it's like, what did you do?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people right now. I mean, pretty solid quarterback. Took him to the Super Bowl. I mean, Purdy's pretty solid with the Niners. You heard what Luke talked to him about.
Yes.
He's Mr. Irrelevant. So at some point in time, someone's sitting there right now with no quarterback going like, you mean we could have taken him in the sixth round? Or the seventh
or
round.
Early seventh.
Early seventh. We couldn't just, I mean, because the seventh round is like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. Just take somebody.
Throw a dart. See what
it is. Let's get going. And they could have taken him. And
So you're talking about the draft of, is that 1984?
That sounds right.
When Jordan went third. So it was Akeem Olajuwon, number one.
Makes sense. Number two is the one that gets you is Bowie.
Sam Bowie.
Yes.
Good job. From Kentucky.
Yeah, because he was injured all the time. Yeah. Now. Also, it was a big man time, though. You did. So, Elijah.
I love it when Bill starts talking NBA.
Yeah. Old school NBA.
Old school NBA.
Bowie was a big man.
Bowie was a big man out of Kentucky.
Yep.
And was always hurt. But
he was always hurt.
Houston, no, you're not. You can't give him a lot of heat.
No.
Elijah won two championships.
Nope.
And he was.
They went back to back, right?
Probably one of the most amazing big men to ever play. I mean, doesn't even get the credit yet to this day. I mean,
from us, he will.
Yeah. It's like. He was
a joy to watch.
You guys love him. You guys are very big Olajuwon fans.
Freak. And it was so much fun. So that's not a bad deal. But yeah, if you start missing on people, you start going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey Bill, how about Olajuwon's turnaround jumper on the baseline?
Yes. From the baseline. Oh, yeah, it was. It was unbelievable. For about, it was about a 12 to 14 foot shot. It's
almost
you couldn't defend it.
No.
You're 7 foot.
That big high
shot.
I almost dropped an F-bomb.
So that draft delivered one of the absolute best bigs of all time and the best player of all time.
Yeah. And Barkley, by the way, Barkley was fifth.
It's a pretty good draft.
Yeah, Sam Perkins was fourth. then you'll remember this.
Sam Perkins,
Melvin Turpin, number six.
Yes,
that did not work out well.
Melvin Turpin did not go.
Melvin was not athletic.
Give us a few more. Give us a couple more. We're going to go to the 84 draft.
84. It's a good start, by the way.
Good start. 40 years ago.
So it's Hakeem, Bowie, Jordan, Perkins, Barkley. Barkley's five. Mel Turpin, six. Alvin Robertson, seven.
Solid out of Arkansas. Yeah. Went to Milwaukee.
Okay, if you know this next one, where
going,
he's from,
okay, Bill, okay.
Bill if you know this next amazing. One, I would not have known where this guy played. Yeah. I would not have known. I'm full disclosure. I'm embarrassed to admit that. The Clippers took Lancaster Gordon, number eight.
Boy, I do remember him, too. Lancaster,
good name.
I think he was a rangy guard, but I don't know where he played.
Yeah, you know, I can't name. No, I'm the same way. I don't know.
Louisville. You may or may not remember this one. Number nine was Otis Thorpe. Forward.
He's thinking. Center. I can see. Look at his brain. His brain's working over
there. It's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Also, the Thorpe had a solid career. Very solid. He was a 10-12-year guy. I'm not sure either. Yeah.
Providence. Yeah. You know where you'd know the 10 guy. Leon Wood played at Cal State.
Fullerton.
I knew that.
No, I knew Leon. Yeah, I did that. I knew that. Didn't he play on one of the Olympic teams?
I believe he did
as an amateur.
Hey, we're proving that we watch sports right now. Better times.
Oh, better times. We watched him a lot. So, Lancaster Gordon was a 6'3" guard. I remember what he looked like. I don't remember where he played.
Because there's people, SGA went 11th. So there's GMs going, real cool, man.
Yep.
So we passed on him.
Right.
We passed. We had a conversation, and you or someone said that, no, we need to go with this person. And he was the MVP of the league.
Yep.
So that's how you get fired.
Well, then you think about the Clippers who traded him away for Paul George and traded away all the assets. Like, okay, we had that guy.
Yep.
We didn't trade him away at draft night. We had him play here for a year or two and then traded him. And now he's a champion. OKC's got a dynasty, and we're sitting here with old, aging Paul George.
Good point. Yep. Hey, in that draft also, Rick Carlisle was number 70.
Out of Virginia, right?
Yep, bam. Yep. I'm just looking to see if anybody low hit big. Anyway, that was 1984. And that was fun.
All right, let's go to 85.
Let's go through all the drafts here.
Interesting. Mel Turpin. I like that guy, but he's never made
I've never heard of him before.
He's a big man. Yeah. He was big and unathletic Kentucky. So they had Turpin and the other Kentucky guy, Sam Bowie. Had Turpin and Bowie.
Well, what did Duke have? They had three in the top, seven, eight yesterday? And they said they're going to have a couple in the second round.
They did. That guy that I never would have guessed when I first started watching him. We should
the big center?
No. The guard that looks like
Knipple.
Yeah, Knipple.
Yeah.
Never would have guessed
it. Fourth. Didn't see fourth coming.
Ahead of Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey was hilarious. Did you hear his interview? I heard it this morning. Not happy. He's like, oh, I guess you can only control what you – I have no control over who takes it. Like, he went to the Jazz, and he's mad. And that was his first interview. The first interview, it was horrendous. And if I'm the Jazz, I'm just like,
what did we get?
Yeah, this is awesome.
He wanted to stay out east, I think. Brooklyn was one of his teams. I think he wanted to play for Miami. Mm-hmm. And then he had three teams he wanted to play for. We'll get into that later.
He's Bailey. Mad. Upset with this draft choice last night.
So the second round's today.
Second round, and per David from Renew, thank you for the research. This started last year. It's why we didn't know. This is the 2 days of two rounds began last year. David, I must have missed that somehow.
Verging away from basketball, I did hear something on the radio that I almost had to pull over. I was listening to Sirius. Sorry. We can do that.
We're allowed to listen to things.
Yeah, we could.
There was a guy from warchant.com of the On3 network. I think it's the On3 network. And he mentioned that he believes that James Williams... Again, I pulled off. James Williams is a one-and-doner at Florida State. Mm-hmm. He's going to start. Mm-hmm. And he believes that if everything goes according to form, Williams will be there 1 year and then off to the NFL.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like, whoa, what world are we in now?
Well, the worst part would be, like, that would be one of those things. Well, he was here.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't believe it, though. Yeah. I don't buy it. There's a lot of off-season talk that doesn't...
He hasn't played there yet. It's all off-season for him.
Right. He had 5.5 sacks here. He got upfield a lot, but whatever. Just idle chit-chat.
I'm glad you didn't pull over. Fine. I don't think... Would you be shocked by that if it happened?
If he was one and done?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think we all... I would agree with that as well.
100% shock. But think about the Nebraska influence of Florida State. Tony White. Evan Cooper. I think Papucci is still there, right? John Papucci.
I believe so.
Yeah. And then James Williams, Terrence Knighton, of course. And is there another? I don't know.
I think there's somebody else, but I forget.
Oh,
Thompson, you said.
Yeah, Thompson starting. I mean, they're going to have two guys starting that were at Nebraska.
And they open up with?
Bama.
Alabama.
Huge.
And I know you talked briefly about. That you hit on with the quarterback from Boston College, and you hit on basically just the part where you said he was mistreated at Boston College. That's not even the fun stuff. That's not even the good quotes. His quotes were,
Alabama's not what it used to be.
Saban, don't have Saban to save you anymore. Oh, I mean, it was incredible.
I don't think you should do that.
I think it's awesome.
Why hand him 7 points?
What's that? No, it'd just be awesome for us. We do a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like fun to listen to. Other than that, I mean, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean,
we're just handing them 7 points. Because they'll be revved up.
Here was the quote from Thomas Castellanos going to Florida State. He says, I dreamed of moments like this. I dreamed of playing against Alabama. They don't have Nick Saban to save them. I just don't see them stopping me. I hope people don't think that Florida State is going to be the same team as it was last year because we have weapons. People can't just sit back in zone coverage and watch me. Thomas Castellanos is full of confidence right now at FSU.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that.
I just don't see them stopping me is what he said about Alabama. Fresh off a 9-3 season last year.
The funny thing was, remember, he got benched.
He did.
At Boston College. He was the more talented.
He's pretty good.
When you
a team that barely made a bowl game.
He has a lot of raw talent.
He has a lot of raw talent. And then when you watched him and then you watched the quarterback that Nebraska had to play against, there's quite a difference.
Not the same.
I
come from the world where don't poke that bear.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do it. It's still Bama. They're going to have dudes.
And I know you're new, but It was the most horrific year maybe in college football history. That Florida State went 2-10. They went 2-10. You know how hard it is to go 2-10?
Easy now.
It's hard. In the ACC, and that's not the SEC, that's the ACC.
Easy.
And they only play 8 games. They're a conference.
I get it.
So
it's hard.
Yeah, really hard. I know it's hard. It's hard on Marty.
Marty.
I know. Marty, I apologize. But I think Marty
doesn't like to talk about it.
I think Marty would agree. If we went to court with Marty, he'd be like, I'm with you guys on this.
Yeah, he'd have to face the reality.
Well, it's hard because he waves at the Norvell every day when he's on his jog.
That, you know, the way Marty approaches it, he just doesn't talk about it. Like if I bring up Florida, like I brought this up to him yesterday, just moved on to another subject.
The subject. Just
uninterested.
What's Adam's team?
I'd say Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay. Yeah. Still lives here.
Yeah, I'd say he's not fervent though. He's more of a fervent basketball. He likes the basketball team.
So he's like Jake.
I've seen him at the bars ahead of the games before.
Yes, you have. You've seen
a couple times.
Yeah,
at various spots.
Yeah.
Oh wow, various.
I saw him at Beer House. I saw him at the End Zone before.
Hey, well, he likes to come.
He's
down
getting ready for the games.
Yeah, he likes to come down and go to the basketball games.
I've seen him.
Adam. Hey, what about last night?
Well, we're going to get there right now. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738-AG.
Joey!
Need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738-AG.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand at 738-AG.
Jake, we had incredible people last night.
We did.
From that made a trip from South Carolina. They drove all the way from South Carolina to South Dakota to come down. And then worlds collided again. His cousin is married to Joey.
That's right.
His cousin.
Jeremiah.
That's Jeremiah in South Carolina.
Yes. Yeah, is married. So that was fun. We had a great conversation about the 738. And he's part of it. He was part of last night. And he was a big part of what's going on at 738 also. Worlds collided.
A lot of worlds were colliding last night.
Jeremiah made a comment last night. Again, he's been a long, long, long time listener. But he said he stopped. He listens every day, but he hasn't been chiming in because he thinks sometimes he gets lost in the shuffle. Nobody gets lost in the shuffle. We encourage you to always
text. Our shuffle's gotten big. We've got a bigger shuffle.
We see them all. I try to read as many as I can. But please, if you've stopped texting and you're still listening, please come back. You know, text us.
Jeremiah, because
the chat.
Thank you very much to the Chamber of Commerce in Arthur, because of the show. Jeremiah came through South Dakota, and they stopped and they stayed in Arthur.
At what?
What's that?
The Hitching Post.
And then they went to the bunkhouse for dinner with the family, and they went to Krusty's Feed and got hats, and it
just
was
just like you did.
The best part was he said, because I told you how great the motel is. They just said, "How do we pay?" And she just said, "I'll just leave the door open, leave money cash on the counter inside, and then just leave
cash.
Yeah, cash. Just leave cash."
That's beautiful.
That's the thing of beauty.
That's better times.
And they said that they drove all around the town, saw the pool, so they waved at people, watered their lawns. 120 people, Arthur, Nebraska.
He raved about the bunkhouse. The bar. Yeah, love that. Yeah. Big fan, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm hesitant to name a bunch of people just because I don't want to leave anybody out. But it was a beautiful night.
Well, Phil. Sandman on the text says, "Guys, the world is waiting. How was the show last night? I thought it went well. It was fun.
Oh, it went great.
We had about 100 people there.
100 plus. It was packed house. Met everybody. Worlds collided.
Worlds collided.
It was all of a sudden, it's, oh, viewers, Jesus here. D's here.
Yes, she was there.
Swigert's here.
D was there.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, Lauren was there. The Giffords were there. I didn't get to talk to the Giffords. They're kind of, famous.
They are. They're famous. And,
didn't want to approach them.
We talked a little bit, though, about you getting on famous Tinder.
That's right.
Yeah.
You said old man famous Tinder,
Old man famous Tinder. That'd be incredible. Like 6 people on one sip.
Luke's on Tinder. Yeah. Famous Tinder.
Famous Tinder.
There's a separate Tinder that's sort of probably underground.
Underground.
For the well-heeled and famous.
Yes.
And Luke's on that. He did not want... We should not talk about that too much. The reason we might
on
be
air, so
it's yeah, we did. It's been on air.
Yeah, I guess we are talking publicly about it right now. But he talked about it. We might sound a little tired because we are probably.
That was
tired.
Late. We got done at 8:30. We stuck around for a while after that.
Jake exited pretty fast.
I left at 8:55. I stayed for 25 minutes after it was over. We had a babysitter. I had to go pay her.
I had to go pay.
I didn't want to pay for their extra hour.
I'm doing pay for the extra hour.
I love it when he gets defensive.
Yeah. Jake was there all day, though, too.
He was
there a lot yesterday.
I went in the late morning to get this thing situated. Then we got there about 5:45 or so.
Phil was just an incredible host. He's an incredible host. And his brothers.
Yeah. His brothers were all there. His brothers.
I don't know if all of them were there. But
I don't know. I think they all might have been there.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot of
rumors. I don't know if it was all of them, but it was most of them.
One of them was running the ice cream bar in the back.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had an ice cream bar.
We saw McSafety there.
We
mentioned the AC situation for McSafety at the show.
I met a guy named Jared and his son. It was, you didn't maybe meet him, but he was at Wishbones a lot.
Yes.
There's no doubt we crossed paths with him, too. All three of us were there at some point together. That's wild in my mind, by the way, that me and Bill were at Wishbones. We just didn't know it.
But. Still, yeah.
No, the food was tremendous. The crowd was great. They had great questions. So yeah, and then the hour thing went by like in a
second. Oh my God,
it was quick.
All of a sudden, it was over.
Yeah, the only tweak I'd make is we might need to go a little longer next time. Just saying, but maybe that's Phil's call.
It was the first time.
Phil is amazing. Phil is amazing.
So if you didn't go, it'd be worth your do. You'd want to get hooked up with Phil ASAP. I know they already have some of the next ones sold out. It's not all the way sold out, but there's a lot of tickets sold to the next event.
It was a prime rib dinner. There was appetizers before that. There's meatballs and chips and salsa. There was macaroni. There was baked potato.
The macaroni.
Ice cream bar.
Ooh, I didn't get the ice. Oh, there's an ice.
A bar of ice cream. You could choose different types and put your toppings. It was an ice cream bar.
Yeah, he sent Bill home with a to-go box.
Yes.
I noticed that and said, can you do one for me, too?
Yeah. You got one, too?
Yes. Thank
also.
You.
So I
noticed you did. I was like, wait a second.
I want to get a to-go box. I hadn't eaten. I didn't eat. Before I ever, any sort of an event, I don't eat.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not eating. Jake had a full meal. Jake ate.
I ate about half the prime rib. I didn't want to eat the whole thing to feel ill up there. Yeah. And it was delicious, but I didn't want to be too full.
You know, Duke took you back. He went to the ER because he overdosed on prime rib, so you probably thought about that.
That prime rib was
I thought Duke was going, but I didn't see him.
There's a late change. Okay. He's going to the 30th. Okay. He's going, him and Randy Downer are going to the 30th.
That's gotcha. Fine.
Okay, yeah. July 30th.
We need some support on the 30th.
Yes. But no, it was an event that was, Phil killed it.
Jeremiah Searles was there?
Yes.
Searles.
He asked you a question, Sip?
A media mogul was there.
Searles,
yes.
Did you guys see at the same table we had Smoking Gun Joe and Dave Dipple at the exact same table.
Yes.
Worlds colliding there.
Yes. Dipple much more reserved with the wife.
He was.
Much more reserved.
Very calm.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, much more. He's kind of like, I'm going to ask her, hey, what's going on here? I did so.
Dipple told us before the show he was going to have a question for Dr. Love, and he got cold feet. He didn't. I'm calling him out. He didn't ask the question.
Well, it's a
he just said it was his 30th anniversary. He was going to ask a question, and he got cold feet
You know, you got to ask Bill that question in public, and it might be sort of a personal question. So it's somewhat challenging to do.
It's challenging. Yeah. There was.
I'll have one for you next time.
You're gonna ask Dr. Love a question?
I mean, I have a lot of questions that I haven't asked him. So.
That would be nice to have you
chime in.
What I'd like to have you do is go over in the band workout room and call in on your cell phone so we can have you on the phone line.
We can do that
with Rudy.
Old dad says, was wet blanket there? I don't believe
where the
blanket.
Hell was wet
if
blanket?
He was there, he did not present himself to us at all.
No, he would have, because I talked to everyone.
I'm WP.
There's not one person I didn't talk to there.
You're very good about that.
Yeah. I got around to each table, and so but no,
there where was WP?
Yeah, wet blanket was not there. So worlds did not collide in that spot. There was a lot of colliding going on.
We know Beef Tacos is going to the next one because he made it very clear he was not going to the June one.
I mean, that's
so we'll see Beef Tacos in July.
If we see Beef Taco and WB and Randy and Duke, that's a good start.
Good start.
Yeah.
Get things humming along pretty good.
Yeah. And then Missing Tooth Greg is going to be on the scene.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Layton was there. House Menders.
Yes, he was. He got a shout out.
House Menders was
Layton
there.
Layton had a great shirt on.
He had a great shirt. Looked really good. He ate a prime rib cut, probably 2 inches. It was It was this big, and he ate the whole thing. He ate the whole thing. I was with him one time.
He's not that big of a dude.
No,
he's not.
No, I was with him one time down in Kansas City, and he got the pork chop. It was a triple pork chop, and he ate three pork chops.
What's the deal?
He can go. It's when it's go time.
Youth.
He can go.
That's youth. How old is Leighton?
Leighton, I'm going to guess him about 23 to 24.
Young.
Running
Young.
Kiewit right now.
But he's running. He's that? Running Peter Kiewit right now at this time, which is very cool for him to do that at such a young age.
20.
Running, imagine that.
I'm trying to imagine running.
Massive company.
Imagine every
running
day that there's a staff meeting and Leighton runs it.
He's very reserved, though. Like, he's very dialed in. You can tell. A lot on his mind.
And Olivia, my middle daughter, was there. It was her birthday. So we sang happy birthday to her.
That was nice. Well, how old is Olivia?
I'm going to say right now. I'm going to guess. I don't even know. I'm going to say 23 or 24. I'm not off by more than a year.
Probably looks. Yeah. She was. I think she enjoyed that.
Yes.
The room sang.
That was how we started off the show, was we sang to Olivia for her birthday last night.
Yeah. So, for people wondering, that it went really well. It was, and it'll just get better and better as the season approaches. Are we doing this in the season?
I don't know how
to ask that question.
We'll see how it goes.
We can't make decisions for Phil.
Yeah, exactly. We're not. You're asking us questions that we can't even answer, and so it's getting super awkward now.
It's not super awkward.
If you want to be part of the next one, RuhlmanSteakhouse.com. Phil, wonderful host, wonderful time. Thank you for all who showed up last.
Maybe we can do one in September.
The next one is July 30th. If you want to make a plan, your
August for sure, though, right?
August for sure. We know the next two. No, yes,
we do. So, by the way, before we get to break, you said birthday. Rudy told me before the show today is his mom Irma's birthday. She's a loyal listener to the show.
Irma,
Rudy, it's Irma's
Rudy
birthday.
From San Antonio.
Your mama?
His mom.
Really? Happy birthday to Irma.
He didn't know the age that she is, so it's just her birthday today. So happy birthday,
Irma. You think
she's
like me and Bill's age-ish?
Irma.
Younger. Of course she's younger.
Yeah.
Irma is in San Antonio? Wow, she listens to the show in San Antonio?
Loyal breaker.
Why would she listen to the show?
I don't think she texts in, though. Irma, you want to text in? Well, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, we'd like to hear happy birthday.
Yeah, we have listeners all over the place. Thanks for listening, Irma, and I hope you have a great day.
When we come back, a little more look at the NBA draft, and will Bryce Williams hear his name called tonight in round two? That's next, an early break on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.